Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Cassandra still up here? There you are. Hey, just before you kids go, John, can you put up on projection the first image from my PowerPoint? Could you do that? I think it's a character of sorts, yes? I remember right. Kids, I got a question for you. Okay, right after that one. You know, I mean, that's Happy Mother's Day. Whoa. Hey, any of you guys know who they are? I'm not surprised. You're the biggest kid here. So, and a perfect example, well, of a servant heart, a mom. And okay, all right. What are they? Or what? Maybe what movie? Do you know anything about this? It's the movie Home. Where's a little girl over there? Oh, there's a little girl over there. Oh, so, and do you know anything about this? Do you know what those are? They're Boov. Boov are from the planet Boov, which is, you know, very creative. And there they are. Those are Boov. Plural, singular, they're all Boov, right? Yes, yes. Yes, and the what's the next picture? So it's the movie Home. And who's that guy? Oh! Oh, he thinks his name is O, because wherever he goes, all his friends go, well, they're not really his friends. Everybody goes, oh. So, oh. And you guys know so much about this. This is so great. The movie is Home. These aliens that invade Earth are the Boov, who are very good at running away. Why do I know so much? I have a granddaughter who loves this movie. And so that's O, who becomes a friend to a little girl. She looks not at all like a frog, but that's... Oh, wait a minute, is that a frog? That looks like a cool dinosaur. So, do you remember the name of the girl who he becomes friends with? I'm really stretching you now. Her name is Gratuity, but she has a nickname. You folks know what a gratuity is, right? What's another name for a gratuity? A tip. That's her name. Her name is Tip. And there's Tip. There's O. The movie's Home. Well done. Well done. And the whole movie, the whole story of the movie really is this struggle for Tip to get back with someone. She's been separated from... Well, and she says, my mom, right? She goes, I'm sad, you know, because O says, why are you leaking from your head? And that sort of stuff. And she says, because I'm sad, I miss my mom. And she shows O a picture of my mom. This is my mom. So O thinks that's her name, my mom. So through the whole movie, it's my mom. Isn't that nice? I think it's so nice. And, you know, with that, kids, thank you for all your help, because clearly I didn't know enough about this movie. So you're ready to go? Let's all bow our heads together in prayer and thank you. What a sweet man. Thank you, young sir. Caleb, that is sweet of you. Let's bow our heads. Holy God, thank you for children. Thank you for their beautiful hearts. They're just sweet beyond compare. They're beautiful, and they are our greatest blessing, responsibility, treasure. Our service to you is to them. Lord, we want that you would bless our kids, bless our children's children's children. Yeah, those that are here and those who are represented by us here. God, bless them all and keep them in your favor and safe and well. And we pray this in Jesus' wonderful name. And we all said... Amen. All right, kids, be on your way. I know that your fearless leader, and she has to be fearless, Cassandra and the gang will take you downstairs. It's so great to see you, moms and kids and dads. We consider church an invaluable part of our lives, of our week. Thank you. And again, I got to keep saying this. Happy Mother's Day. Thank you, moms. Thank you so much, moms, for seeing the value and of bringing your children to church, of having them to know Christ Jesus. Oh, boy, they need that. Life is tough. This world is tough. We need Jesus. So there you go. And you adults are going, well, what? That's silly. That was a silly intro, but the point is, my mom. My mom. Terry thinks, you know, and if an alien came to this world, I don't mean he'd look like Terry, but I mean, and he read his shirt, it would be, there you go, my mom. And by the way, she's my mom too. So, but Terry doesn't quite, you know, well, anyway. But I mean, the thing is, my mom, and when I'm saying my mom, I'm saying your mom. You, mom. My mom is so precious. Amen? My mom is so powerful. Like, I mean, powerful. I mean, just the statement, my mom is so powerful. And the person, and the position, I don't even want to call it position, the station, the calling of my mom is so powerful. My mom is such a treasure. My mom, your mom, my mom, is truly one of a kind. One of a kind. One of a kind. In a world full of mums, there's only one that is my mom. Your mom. My mom. There are birth moms, and there are step moms, and there are adoptive moms, and there are grand moms, and there are moms-in-law, and there are auntie moms, and there are countless different moms out there, but they all have one thing in common. Yes, to somebody, each one is my mom. Oh, that's a treasure. That's a beautiful statement. I love it. I mean, you'll see this. Johnny, you got this next. Oh, there's my mom. Yeah, and I know my mom is so shy and humble that she's not real crazy about having that up there. But this is my mom. So, and if you, yeah. And if you are ever preaching on Mother's Day, you can do that. But get your own mom. And then you go ahead and take a picture and put it up on the screen, you know, 5 feet high, and embarrass her. But also honor her. Yes. So here's a letter. I found this. I love this. This is on Facebook. Yeah, I Facebook. I'm careful. I do wade into the Facebook world, but I'm very careful. Be careful what your little eyes see, right? So this is a letter to my children. Are we there? Next one over? Yeah. No. That's. It should say, is there not something that says to my children? Maybe I didn't put that on there. I thought I did. Okay, to my children, this is a letter from mom, or a response from mom, I should say. Every year, my children ask me the same question. After thinking about it, I decided I'd give them my real answer. What do I want for Mother's Day? I want you. I want you to keep coming around. I want you to bring your kids around. I want you to ask me questions, ask my advice, tell me your problems, ask for my opinion, ask for my help. I want you to come over and rant about your problems, rant about life, whatever. Tell me about your job, your worries, your kids, your fur babies. I want you to continue sharing your life with me. Come over and laugh with me, or even laugh at me. I don't care. Hearing you laugh is music to me. I spent the better part of my life raising you the best way I knew how. Now, give me time to sit back and admire my work. Raid my refrigerator. Help yourselves. I really don't mind. In fact, I wouldn't want it any other way. I want you to spend your money making a better life for you and your family. I have the things I need. I want to see you happy and healthy. When you ask me what I want for Mother's Day, I say nothing, because you've already been giving me my gift all year. I want you. Isn't that right, ladies? That I know that's your heart, and that is so sweet. And I read that, I'm just moved, because it's true. It's the truest statement about moms. It's a wonderful thing. I want you. Little advice to you, gentlemen. This does not apply to you as husbands. You better get her something. Yeah, I know she's not your mom. She's the mother of your children, but or something. At least a card. There's cards to my loving wife on Mother's Day on purpose. You know, so there you have it. Love, Jude. Anyways, as I began to prepare this sermon, and you know, every pastor was at his desk Monday or Tuesday of last week, beginning to prepare a Mother's Day sermon. And we all go through the same thing. It's a topical sermon. It's Mother's Day. It's an occasion, and a very important occasion. Treat it very carefully and lovingly. And, you know, do not just, you know, pull out the old Mother's Day sermon, 1987. It's been working good every year since, you know. Don't you dare do that. So we pastors all sit down at our desks and we begin the process. And we consider, of course, Scripture. Better go there. And then we think there are so many mother examples in Scripture. There is a myriad of examples of motherhood. So many to choose from, both good and bad. Some so incredibly selfless and others horribly self-centered. Some so loving while others downright wicked and even murderous. There are murderous mothers in Scripture. We have examples ranging from the very young to the impossibly old. How would you like to bear your first child at 90? Like Sarah did, Abraham's wife. And then there are surrogate mothers and multiple mothers of polygamy. Imagine being one of a thousand rather than being one of a kind, like the case of Solomon's wives. We have mothers in mourning and mothers rejoicing. We have unwed mothers and unloved mothers. There are miraculously healed, barren womb mothers, and best of all, the Blessed Virgin Mother. You name it, the Bible's got it. We should preach one of those as an example, as a lesson of motherhood. I thought better of that. Instead, I thought motherhood is the example. We don't need an example of motherhood. Motherhood is the example. How about that? We go turn this thing upside down. What is motherhood an example of? Motherhood, to me, is the best and truest example of Jesus. Jesus. Really? Yeah, absolutely. See, I don't think Jesus is the example of motherhood. Motherhood is an example of Jesus, if you understand what I'm saying here. It's very important. There's a difference. As many different mothers as there are in Scripture, it's like that in real life. I know of, I just spoke to somebody this morning, said, you know, my example of a mom, what I got from her was to do the exact opposite. That is so sad to hear, but that's the truth for some young ladies who were raised in a situation that was not godly, not Christ-like. A mom who for whatever reasons, and maybe reasons beyond her, was unable, unwilling, I don't know. But today, this is an altogether different, longer you're preaching on any topic, the more likely you're going to come up with something altogether different, because you have to. You need to. But that's not wrong. That's good. The passage today we're going to look at is Philippians chapter 2, verses 1 through 11, and we're going to divide it in half at verse 5. Philippians chapter 2, verse 1. And if you like, you can follow along reading up here. There we go. I'll just read it, and there we are. Therefore, if there is any encouragement in Christ, if there is any consolation of love, if there is any fellowship of the Spirit, if any affection and compassion, make my joy complete by being of the same mind, maintaining the same love, united in spirit, intent on one purpose. Do nothing from selfishness or empty conceit, but with humility of mind, regard one another as more important than yourselves. Do not merely look out for your own personal interest, but also for the interest of others. Have this attitude in yourselves, which is also in Christ Jesus. man, that just spoke to me a little different when I read it this time around. This is a beautiful picture of motherhood. Motherhood is a great honor, we can agree, and a privilege, yet it is also synonymous with servanthood. In fact, the lowliest of servanthood. Every day, women are called upon to selflessly meet the needs of their families. Whether they are awake at night nursing a baby, spending their time and money on a less than grateful teenager, or preparing meals, whatever it is, you know, I mean, there's just a million tasks of servanthood that moms continually bend down to do. Moms continuously put others before themselves. And yet Scripture says, children are a blessing from the Lord. Mothers are a blessing from the Lord. Oh, yes. Yes. Sometimes this constant serving, this constant toil can be exhausting. I know I've seen it. I've caused it. It can even be discouraging, amen, ladies, particularly for whether it be a first-time mother who just needs support. But you can take real encouragement, I believe, from Jesus. One of our best examples of gracious servanthood is found in John 13. You know the story when Jesus kneels to wash the feet of his disciples. Yeah, that's a picture of how we ought to be. But that to me is a picture of mom. She would do that in a blink. It just comes, I dare say, naturally. Mom is like that. Oh. It's such humility, selflessness, a servant heart. It's Jesus. It's Jesus being lived out for your children. Thank you, Mom. And unless Mom, are willing to stoop down and get your hands dirty, you will miss the true riches of motherhood. You know that. By dying to your own desires and pouring your life into someone else, you become Christ and a great and godly legacy that will be carried forward for generations to come. What greater blessing could one hope for? It's beautiful. So I took from this morning's text, and the Lord just, and my heart and the Holy Spirit, we just, something happened for a little while in my office, and it became a love letter to my mom. Man, this is going to be hard. Mom, you are such an encouragement. You know just what to say and do. No one can console with love like you. Your love comes naturally, easily, sincerely, unconditionally. And it's like you see me beyond the physical. There's a spiritual knowing, a discernment. You just know me. Mother's affection and compassion are so easily dispensed as if they were left and right arms warmly wrapping a baby in a sweet embrace. Your joy, my joy, and I dare say the joy of the Lord, they are intertwined and made complete in mother's love. Mom, your love never changes, never wavers, never dies. Your love is the one true thing that I can always trust. You have discovered how wonderful it is to know and live in your purpose. It is the highest calling to lowliness. Mother, you are so unselfish. You would deny yourself for your children's sake. In fact, you would neglect yourself, but never your child. You have no time for conceit. Humility flows easily through your soul. Thoughts of self find no refuge in you. Your thoughts, your interests, your favor, and your worth are never for self. You so easily deny yourself and take up the cross of motherhood for the great joy set before you. Mother, you are the best and clearest picture of Jesus Christ that we can ever know. Christ is revealed in my mom. Let's pray. Just pause a moment, Lord, to thank you for moms. We are blessed. We are humbled. We are awestruck by this wonderful creation that you, out of the amazing love in your heart, you made mums. Thank you, God. Oh, you did that so good. For those whose hearts longed to be mothers, but circumstances never allowed, God, comfort them. Though they may never have been a mother in the physical, they have a mother's heart. I know it to be true. I've seen it firsthand. Bless them and help them to know that they have been mother and a beautiful example of Christ thousands of times to so many who are forever blessed by them. And for those moms whose relationship with their children are severed, damaged, sometimes even just seemingly destroyed beyond any hope of repair, I pray God help and heal and bring hope into each of those situations. We pray restoration. We pray reconciliation. We pray reunion. We pray amazing. We pray a miracle. We pray the prodigal son or daughter home again. And for moms who feel that they have failed in any way, God, we come against that lie of the enemy. We say no. That you did your best. And we thank you, God, that kids are resilient. And sometimes those failings, though we think we have done such great harm to our children, you can help there too. I know. God bless moms, God bless moms, God bless my mom and every my mom. In Jesus' name, amen. I just want to share the rest of the story if you, and I'm sure you don't mind, and now I'm all teary-eyed and I got to deal with that. Sorry, I'm not. Beginning at verse 5 again, and let this, that you would have this attitude in yourself, which was also in Christ Jesus, yes? Have this attitude in yourselves, which was also in Christ Jesus. Mom? So here's the other side. This is how it all looks, and then this is who it's all about. Verse 6, who although he existed in the form of God, did not regard equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself, taking the form of a bondservant and being made in the likeness of men, being found in the appearance as a man. He humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. For this reason also, God highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name which is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus, every knee will bow, of those who are in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and that every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. See, I believe women have an easier acceptance of Christ as Lord because they already possess the attitude of Christ. It just stands to reason. It speaks to their heart, to their soul. They already understand. It's woven into the identity of woman. To be that way is a little bit tougher. I'm not making excuses for men, but, well, we're foolish for one thing. But there's a lot of things going on there. That's for another sermon. But women seem more readily able to understand dying to self, to humility, to washing feet, to loving the unlovable, to being able to love without reason, no matter what kind of love. I mean, that, you guys, we're not good at that. Women, you are. Oh, thank you that you are. Because, man, we need you. Thank you. Selfless humility, sacrificial obedience. The spirit of motherhood is to empty oneself. It's amazing. It's incredible. It's impossible. And yet, it's necessary. And you do. It's no wonder mothers so easily love Jesus. They live Jesus. Yes? Amen. Thank you, God. Thank you for moms. They are precious. Oh, they are amazing. Blessing, blessing, blessing. And I know that it is every mother's deepest heart's cry is that their little ones would know you as Lord, that their example would have touched you deeply, and that you would see Jesus, and that you would receive Jesus as Lord and Savior. I know, what an excellent day it would be on Mother's Day of all days that you would receive Christ as Lord. So if there is anyone, while all our heads are bowed, I mean, because I want this to be the very best day. And for someone who does not know Jesus, when they came in here, and then when they leave, to say, I have invited Christ into my heart, and he is Lord of my life. I receive him as Savior. That if that would happen today and just now, then when we leave here, you would go out a changed life. And a fulfillment of mother's prayer. So if there's anyone here today, while every head is bowed, if anyone here would like to bless mom and receive Jesus, just lift your hand. I'm looking. God's looking. No one else is looking. It's between you and the Lord. I'd love to pray for you, with you, lead you in a prayer of salvation so that you could say on Mother's Day, I receive Jesus. If there's anyone, and perhaps you're here, you know the Lord. I get that. Is there any whose relationship, whether it be mother to child or child to mother, whose relationship needs mending? You go ahead, raise your hand. I want to pray for you. The Lord wants to know this. The Lord wants you to acknowledge this, I should say. And we'll pray together. We will do that. We will all agree together. There's another. I've seen a number of moms. Thank you, moms. Thank you, moms. We pray for you, for your children. I see a mom, and I wonder, is it a mom toward her children or a mom toward her mother? And it goes both ways, doesn't it? These relationships. And so, God, we agree together as touching this very crucial matter of relationship between mother and child. And you know the situation. You know the circumstance, its ins and outs, its beginning and its end. And you know how it could be turned around even in a moment. And so this prayer is for these relationships. We pray healing and help. We pray rescue and redemption. We pray amazing grace, God. We pray the love of a mother would be enough. It would reveal Christ, and it would bring about profound healing. We pray this in Jesus' name. We agree together, and we all say amen, 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 amen. Thank you, moms. Can we applaud all of the wonderful mothers here today? And if there's one you want to applaud that's not here, let's applaud with all of heaven. Oh, amen. Because when it comes to mothers, All the people said amen. Yes, they do.